It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Did you ever have to make up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind?
It seems as if the 45th occupant of the Oval Office is having some problems.
Did you ever have to make up your mind?
Today, President Trump making a 180 on so many of the statements he made during the campaign, it was enough to give the White House whiplash.
Let's start with NATO. Throughout the campaign, and as recently as March 22nd, Trump declared,
NATO is obsolete. It was 67 years, or it's over 60 years old. It is many countries, doesn't cover terrorism, okay? It covers the Soviet Union, which is no longer in existence. And NATO has to either be rejiggered, rechanged, you know, changed, for the better.
A quick aside.
For the record, NATO did respond to terrorism, and NATO forces have fought and died in Afghanistan.
But back to the bigger issue. In a news conference Wednesday with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, he flipped.
The Secretary General and I had a productive discussion about what more NATO can do. I said it was obsolete. It's no longer obsolete.
Next up, China.
China, which has been ripping us off, the greatest abuser in the history of this country. I'm going to instruct my Treasury Secretary to label China a currency manipulator, the greatest in the world.
Feel the vibe from here to Asia. Dip trip, flip Fantasia out.
Just 1 week after his Mar-a-Lago summit with the Chinese president, Donald Trump retracted one of his key repeated campaign promises. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Mr. Trump said his administration won't label China a currency manipulator in a report due this week. They're not currency manipulators, Mr. Trump said. Literally the exact opposite of what he said repeatedly ad nauseum on the campaign trail. When the Wall Street Journal asked about his complete flip-flop, Mr. Trump said the reason he's changed his mind on one of his signature campaign promises is that China hasn't been manipulating its currency for months, and because taking the step now could jeopardize his talks with Beijing on confronting the threat of North Korea.
By the way,
no one said it would be easy.
Trump is now realizing that being president is hard work.
President Trump said in the Wall Street Journal today that after listening to the Chinese president explain the history of China and North Korea for about 10 minutes, he, quote, realized it's not so easy. I mean, is that... I really am speechless. I don't know why I'm reacting like this.
But he said the same thing about health care.
Well, I know. Yes, of course. It's exactly what he said about health care.
No one said it'd be this hard.
Nobody knew that health care could be so complicated.
That nobody knew health care could be so complicated. But you know what? Actually, a lot of people did. In fact, pretty much everybody knew it was really, really complicated.
All right. Now, what about Syria and Assad? In more than a dozen tweets in 2013 and 2014, Trump consistently opposed U.S. military action and urged then-President Barack Obama against launching air attacks on Syria for allegedly deploying chemical weapons.
So I've watched Assad, and I've watched a little bit on the other side. The problem is the other side of Assad, we have no idea who they are. They probably are ISIS. I'm saying, are we better off with Assad? We have no idea who these people are. What are we doing? Why are we involved?
Yet just days after another chemical attack in Syria, Dump not only mocked Obama for inaction after declaring a red line, he launched his own airstrike.
Tonight I ordered a targeted military strike on the airfield in Syria from where the chemical attack was launched. It is in this vital national security interest of the United States to prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical weapons.
We can bomb the world to pieces, but we can't bomb it into peace.
When he was just a citizen, Trump consistently criticized President Obama for an occasional golf outing.
I love golf. I think it's one of the greats, but I don't have time. 250 rounds, that's more than a guy who plays on the PGA Tour plays.
Obama ought to get off the golf course and get down there.
Everything's executive order, because he doesn't have enough time, because he's playing so much golf, he doesn't have enough time to convince Congress to do it.
So I have the greatest stuff, but you know what? And I love golf, but if I were in the White House, I don't think I'd ever see Turnberry again. I just want to stay in the White House and work my ass off.
And I like to play golf.
you know, I'm a good golfer, believe it or not.
Now that he's president, he seems to have conveniently forgotten what he said so often. By the way, since his inauguration in January, Trump has spent 7 of 13 weekends at his private club in Palm Beach, Florida. According to NBC News estimates, by Sunday, Trump will have spent 28% of his term traveling to or staying at Mar-a-Lago. And of his first 81 days in office, he spent 17 of them at a golf course, compared to 0 for Obama and Bush and 3 for Bill Clinton. And finally, about his Russian friends, first he likes them.
And we're going to have a great relationship with Putin and Russia.
Now, not so much.
Right now, we're not getting along with Russia at all. We may be at an all-time low in terms of relationship with Russia.
Did you ever have to make up your mind?
I hope you enjoy these What's News reports. Please keep in mind that my work is 100% listener supported, so please consider a donation. Visit NicoleSandler.com, the podcast, the blog, and information on supporting the show.